tout en prenant mon bain. Vers 9h un samedi soir, flip flop, je me sentais si bien. J'avais vidé le réservoir. Dès que je mets les pieds sur le plancher tout froid, je pose une serviette en haut autour de moi. Et soudain, splish splash, je plonge dans mon bain. Je ne me doutais pas que tous les copains étaient là. C'était une partie surprise. Amis sont tous nos amis et moi, splish splash, je ressortis du bain au chahuté avec tous les copains. J'étais une partie surprise, juste en pleine crise, ma place est reprise, tant pis pour ma chemise.
Well, welcome to episode 44 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection. This week preceded by 10 minutes of me trying to get the turntables working again after some moron messed them up. But let's just leave all that negativity behind, shall we? And proceed into this podcast / internet broadcast that is a recollection of my life through the records of my life. And we started off with something totally positive, not at all negative at all. César et les Romains, and a familiar tune, Splish Splash, the Bobby Darin tune. Actually written by Bobby Darin, I think. And some other people, I'm sure. So give the good face some credit. It is a record that I got from the first time I ever went to Quebec, which was in the 10th grade, as they say in America. And I found it in a record store in Quebec City and, like, lost my mind. Because let me just paint the picture for you. If you haven't already gone on the internet to get factual information, César et les Romains were a band from the early to mid to late 60s that dressed up as Romans, and they played some pretty stomping good time music, but also danced around in perfect sync to each other while playing their instruments. And it's basically amazing. I mean, I don't know. I just picture me in maybe 8th or 9th grade seeing a video of them from a friend of mine known as Nardwar the Human Serviette. He makes these videos. At the time, he made these, what I can only refer to as pre-internet videos, and it was basically like YouTube greatest hits of music compilations, except for he had painstakingly spent his entire life putting them together. And on one of these videos was César et les Romains, this amazing 60s phenomena from Quebec. And yeah, man, if you could just see the cover, it would blow your mind. It would absolutely blow your mind. And that track, you know, pretty good track at that. So, how God, that brings me back. That really makes me feel good about life. This next one we're going to hear is more present. I actually bought this maybe within the last year or so. And believe it or not, it's my first Fleetwood Mac record. It's Mirage. Yeah, I know you're thinking, his first Fleetwood Mac record? Why would he buy Mirage? It's because before I ever bought a Fleetwood Mac record, I bought a Lindsey Buckingham solo record, which I've talked about before, which I've reminisced about before. But this was just sort of a, at the thrift store, I was like, hey, it's time. It's time for me to buy a Fleetwood Mac record from 1982. and to try and see if maybe I like it. So here we go with the track called Straight Back from Mirage.
Take your town tonight. Fight, 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 fight. Hey, all the kids around, say, around, say hey. All the kids around, say hey.
Known for his hit Woolly Bully and Little Red Riding Hood hits, from a terrible album called The Sam Sham, Sam the Sham Review, from much later, a couple years later than the good stuff. And yeah, terrible record there. Bleak message, terrible record. Not bad. Played on a turntable that can barely play it right now. Still fudging around here. Trying to lose the negativity, though. But yeah, that one wasn't helping. I Don't Want to Live Anymore seemed to be the hook there in the chorus. Before that, though, super positive band, Sophie Nun Squad, from Little Rock, Arkansas, from the 90s. And in my... how did I acquire this record? It's because when I first began university, moved out of the home, met some people from Massachusetts. They were pretty into the posse feelings, you know, feeling good. And they were from the U.S., so totally different cultural landscape. And they were super into this band called Sophie Nun Squad. And they just talked about how amazing their shows was, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'd never seen them, of course, West Coast, different country. But never saw them. Just remember that first few times I hung out with those people, and they talked and talked and talked about this band. And then years later, I'm in Palo Alto, California, maybe 2 years ago, and I was in a store called Rasputin's, which was a chain that had been broken up and was slowly selling down, I think. And I came across this hand-painted record. It's an amazing cover. It's like a Wham record, and they've covered over, or they painted over the cover, but they've left one of the members' faces still there, and then pasted on the label for the record cover, title being "The Devil, the Metal, the Big Booty Beats," and then stamped on Sophie Nun Squad. So obviously, I had to buy it. It was also obviously like in the dollar bin because, you know, let's face it, cultural worth here. Yeah, they're just like a super positive punk band, precursor to Japanther and Matt and Kim. But from Little Rock, because I think if you're from Little Rock, you got to be positive. And we started that whole set off with Fleetwood Mac, record I picked up from the Salvation Army. Well, coming up next, actually, is an artist that I like quite a bit, and this is a record that conjures up images of his live performances that I've seen in San Diego twice, maybe three times at the Che Cafe. Carl Blau. Last time was really amazing. I don't think he's put out the record that he performed last time he was here, but a couple times ago he was playing songs off of this record, and this record's called Beneath the Waves. Bought it after the show. He's a super nice guy and quite a producer, basically the one of the head producer type people in that little musical burg known as Olympia, Washington. And this is from his album Beneath Waves, and it's a song that defines the period of my life, like 2008, I want to say, when I bought this record. I listened to the song over and over again, and it makes me think of certain people and certain things, like hanging out in my apartment doing nothing. So, yeah, enjoy this great song, amazing song.
Vocalize, 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 vocalize. All the other boys count on your decent fellow. And two girls produce the morning glory, hello. And you've left three fine wishes on your pillow.
Thank you.
Record that is a band called Go 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 Earhart from San Diego, believe it or not, and a record called Love My Life, Hate My Friends, which at the time of purchasing, the singer of said band told me it's a really stupid title, but it's a good record. I apologize, it's a dumb title. Which I'll always remember. I bought this record in the best year of my life, 1998. What a year. So much rad stuff happened that year. And one of those things was this concert where I saw Go 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 Earhart and The Rapture, members of The Calculators. And it was a really great show. I'll never forget that show. And I bought this record at that show. And you may have noticed a lot of surface noise on that track. That's because I have played it. Thousands of times, probably. And I could go on and on with the memories from that particular song and that to this band. I've seen them a few times since then, and I've embarrassingly enough quoted lyrics from that song. That's, come on, how stupid is that? The most embarrassing thing possible. And here I am talking all about it because I'm remembering my life through these records and remembering one time quoting that song. And it was, you know, pretty dumb, but that's why I probably never forget, because it was embarrassing. And if you go around town, you'll see the drummer of this band. He's still around. Amazing drummer. Man, it's probably one of my favorite records, top five records of all time. Easily. I've quoted it as such when I've been forced. And just a really unique place in my life. Before that, we listened to The Punks and a little track called Air It Out from the Unanimous Bangers LP, which I also bought at Rasputin's in Palo Alto, along with that record we listened to before, the Sufi Nun Squad. Because I once met one of the members of the Punks at a party, even though they were from Olympia, Washington. I met them in Los Angeles, and I was like, yeah, they're cool people. And then, like, months later, I was at the Rasputin's, and their record was in the dollar bin, so I bought it. And it's, a noise record. It's pretty decent, except the cool thing about it is that half the tracks you play at 33 and the other half you play at 45. Whoa, crazy. That's cool. And we started that set all off with a memory of the Che Cafe, Carl Blau, and just the all-around nice guy that he is. Great place to start remembering your life. But man, Go 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 Earhart, what a band. So starting off this next set, a Calypso record that I bought during my Calypso phase. I'm warning you guys, the next couple episodes of this radio show are going to feature some Calypso records pretty heavily, because 2010 and 2009 were heavily influenced by my lust for Calypso. This particular record is the Talbot Brothers. It's called Bermuda Calypso Party. I bought it at this record store, whose name I forget, but it's on Adams Avenue. It's in a house, and there's no prices on any of the records, so it was probably a ripoff. But Calypso records are never really expensive. That's one of the reasons I got into them in the first place. And no special memory other than that night buying the record, being in the house, tooling around, and loving listening to lots of these great songs, like this one called Marianne Sly Mongoose.
All day, all night, Miss Marianne, down by the seaside, sifting sand. All the little children play in the band. When they see my pretty Miss Marianne, now we had it already. Sweet like a honey,
sweet like a honey,
red like a cherry,
red like a cherry,
cost plenty money.
But
when the mule said to the donkey, swagger boy, don't tell me behind me the donkey.
Whoa.
Don't mess up the junior commander. Now Mary Ann's a girl, you all should know. Wherever you appear, she just steals the show. Well, a lovely figure swaying to and fro. Where all we boys go to spend the dough. I said all day, all night, Miss Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sifting sand. All the little children play in the band. When they see my duty, Miss Mary Ann, now we had it already. Sweet like a honey,
sweet like a honey,
red like a cherry, cost plenty money. But when the mule said to the donkey, a speckle boy, don't tell me behind me the donkey
woo.
Don't mess up me junior commander. Why, visiting Bermuda is your best bet to find out where this lovely girl is staying at. When you see her, then you will understand why all the boys go crazy about Mary Ann. Now we had it already. Sweet like a honey, red like a cherry, cost plenty money. But when the mule said to the donkey, swagger boy, don't tell me behind me the donkey, whoa. Don't mess up me junior commander. Take it easy. The dog know your name. Slide mongoose, for they know you're to blame. I went down to Miss Rich's kitchen, stole a leg off Miss Rich's chicken, put it into my waistcoat pocket. Slide mongoose, tell the people, slide mongoose, for the dog know your name. I said, slide mongoose, for they know you're to blame. Mongoose said, it's a yard and a quarter. Mongoose said, bring this bat to start. Bat was bat, I said, throw the water side. Mongoose, tell the people. I said, slide, mongoose, for the dog know your name. Everybody slide mongoose, for they know you're to blame. I went down to Miss Rich's kitchen, stole a leg of Miss Rich's chicken, put it into me waistcoat pocket, slide mongoose.
Elevator to Hell and a track called Analysis 1313 from their album Parts 1 through 3. It's an album that I got not too long ago, maybe 2 years ago. Again, so we're in the pretty contemporary stage of my life, and I haven't really listened to it that much. Elevator Through Hell is part of the sort of Eric's Trip lineage of bands, and that's why I bought it. On a whim somewhere, I think in Canada, but I didn't really, when I go to these trips to Canada, I buy a bunch of records, come back, and I don't listen to them all necessarily very thoroughly, and this was one I kind of had on the back burner, and I had a friend over, that I was very much interested in pleasing, sort of impressing with, all aspects of life, and I thought I would. We were both sort of reading or doing some work or something, and I was like, I'll put on this Elevator to Hell record. It's going to be this lo-fi, introspective, great moment for us. And instead, the first track on this album is like this raging rock song, and most of the songs are actually pretty pretty abrasive, and it was a terrible choice, and turned out to be a talking point later on. Someone was like, yeah, like, it was a good night, but what the hell was that record you put on? It really distracted me from working. So there you go. That's a memory for this record. That's too bad, because it's a good record. It's kind of bad to have a bad memory about a great record. But oh well, oh well. And before that, we listened to the Talbot Brothers, Calypso Memories, Adams Avenue, and seeking out the Calypso records with a good friend of mine, who shall remain nameless, because really, myself from 40 years from now is the only person that needs to activate these memories. Well, I think we're coming to the end of episode 44 with this last song here. This is yet another Rasputin Palo Alto. I think it was actually Mountain View, by the way, but I was in Palo Alto, whatever, it's all the same shit. The band is called Pop Art. The album is called A Perfect Mental Picture, and the song we're listening to is called Trapped in a Fire. This was a dollar bin impulse buy from Rasputin's. Looks like a really awesome pop record from 1985 in sort of the minimal techno pop sort of way. Actually, sort of a guitar folk pop record, LA based, and not great, but not good either. Well, as long as it conjures up memories of Dairy Queen, after Rasputin's, then that's okay with me. So enjoy this track and enjoy your week.
She should have known better than to wait for a call that never quite came. She was taught those things. Never trust a man with two first names. She walks by the coffee shop, 'cause he always goes there. But if she sees him, she won't stop. She'll just walk on by there. She's got a nice way. And her heart was
place today, and when she didn't run, it struck me strange. Time to come to terms with things we can change. She should have known better than to be at the mercy of a merciless man. Like a house on fire, she got